FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Fly Safair is bracing for a possible strike by its pilots next week. Wage talks with trade union Solidarity have deadlocked. The airline says some flights could be affected between Tuesday and Monday, the 28th of July. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Almost two-thirds of Fly Safair's pilots are union members, and many are preparing to down tools after rejecting the airline's latest offer of a 5.7 pay increase. Solidarity says pilots are exhausted, ignored and fed up. It says working conditions had deteriorated, trust has collapsed, and many pilots are questioning the future at the airline. Union representatives and the airline's management are currently meeting to finalise strike rules. The CCMA is overseeing the process. Fly Safair says affected passengers will be contacted and can move their bookings at no extra cost using its website. The airline has apologised for the inconvenience and says it's working to maintain safe and reliable service during this time. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The IFP says its by-election victory in Ward 23 in Vryheid is a clear sign of the trust residents continue to place in the party. It retained the ward in yesterday's tightly contested by-election following the death of its councillor a few months ago. IEC Provincial Manager for Electoral Operations Kulegani Zulu says there was a 55% voter turnout.
The by-election ward winner was IFP candidate Mr. Kulegani Vincent Mieni, who got 1,559 votes. There were no objections received after we finished counting.
The ANC came second with over 600 votes, despite deploying Minister Senzo Mtunu to campaign on the Sunday that KZN Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi made his explosive allegations. The MK party received the third most number of votes, while the EFF, which secured just 6% of the vote, alleges there were irregularities. The party's Chris Msibi says they plan to file a formal complaint with the IEC.
The councillor of Ward 5, and she is found to be in the voter's roll of Ward 23 as a voter. We strongly believe that the Electoral Act has been broken in this regard.
Higher Education Minister Nobuhle Nkabani says she's not aware of any action being taken against her by the president. Nkabani is under pressure to resign amid allegations she lied to Parliament over an advisory panel responsible for appointing the board of chairs of the sector education and training authorities. Last month, President Cyril Ramaphosa asked for a report from Nkabani on her conduct during a recent appearance in Parliament. And Burkina Faso is scrapping its National Election Commission. The transitional government is arguing it is a costly body that is prone to foreign influences. Elections were due to be held in July last year, but the junta, which took power in a coup in 2022, ultimately extended its transition by 5 years. Its Council of Ministers has approved a plan to dissolve the commission and says electoral-related issues will now be handled by the Territorial Administration Ministry. Durban 22. Tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 16, Richards Bay 22.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Joe Schmidt has named Tom Lynagh at fly-half for the first test against the British and Irish Lions. Real Madrid's Jude Bellingham set to miss 12 weeks following shoulder surgery. And Matthew Fitzpatrick amongst the early leaders on day one of the Open at Royal Portrush.